Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, something for the weekend. Well, The Wizard of Oz is coming to the Bordgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin from the 28th of May, and Craig Revel Horwood is going to be starring in it as the Wicked Witch. Now, you'll know Craig. He is the longest standing judge on Strictly Come Dancing, and to be honest, can be quite mean when it comes to giving high points. He's known for giving a one more often than anyone else on the panel. And I felt like our own interview kind of got off to a frosty start because he didn't want me to sit beside him. I was told to sit opposite him. What do you think?
Hey, June.
Hello.
How are you? Nice to see you. Now, I'm going to just sit next. Okay.
Sit opposite me, if that's all right.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll have to go like that.
Doesn't your phone pick up? Mine picks up every sound. Need to get a new one.
Right. That's a lovely start to our interview. I've been told off already.
Oh, thank goodness, darling. Thank goodness.
I was going to say, how fabulous are you? But I'm not sure now.
I wouldn't want to let you down. No, it's lovely to meet you.
Do you have to stay in character? Is that it? Being mean to people?
Yeah, people like that. They prefer that than me being actually me being nice. It is funny. I get into lifts and people say, oh, can you say something really nasty to me so I can tell my friends that you like hated my hair or hate my outfit?
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, of course I can.
No problem. It comes naturally.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell them the truth.
Can we clear it up then once and for all? Craig Revel Horwood. It's not a double barrel name.
No. Revel is my middle name, and it was my grandfather's first name and my father's middle name. And there's another Craig Horwood. So I had to differentiate from that Craig Horwood when I was in Equity, when that was a thing, you know, as an actor. So you can't have, so I just said, well, I'll use my full name. Mm. And actually, thinking about it, if you run the G and the H together, as you're a writer, obviously, you're a journalist.
I'm not, I'm actually a radio presenter, but anyway, go on.
But you still have to read. And to read Craig Horwood, you drop the H, don't you?
Right.
But if you do Revel, you've got a little L there before it goes into the H. So Craig Revel Horwood is much easier to say than Craig Horwood.
So the other one, what does the other one do? Is the other one around? The other Craig?
Yeah, on Facebook. Look him up. He's a bit younger than me, though.
I'd say that.
I feel sorry for him.
The other Craig must get loads of like interview requests and all kinds of things because he thinks it's you.
I know, it's quite funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's all fun and games. But there's loads of people with the same name, aren't there? You know, but I think, well, Revel's an interesting one. And I really like the name. You know, it's just a bit more interesting than Craig Horwood.
Well, you've taken a little spin into Dublin today, and we're sitting here at the Bordgosh Energy Theatre because you're coming to town.
I am, and I cannot wait. I'm coming to town with the Wizard of Oz, and I'm going green for this one as the Wicked Witch, of course, of the West, which I think is going to be so much fun.
You will never be able to manage that, being wicked.
I know. That's good.
It's a stretch.
Yeah, that's the hard bit for me. Actually, the makeup, the green, is like a bit of a torture, but it is going to be great fun. I love the show. I saw it at the Palladium, and it's that particular version that's coming here, and we're coming out I think on the 28th of May, and we're staying for 2 weeks, which I cannot wait. I did Annie here last year during the summer, and that was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
I loved it. Loved Dublin in the summer as well, so that was good. And this will be a little spring, won't it? So it'll be good to see it in a different season. And not only that, to enjoy doing the show. It's a fantastic cast. They're a cast of characters, which is brilliant and exactly what you need for Wizard of Oz, of course. You know, and they all sing, they all dance, they all act, and it's just amazing.
It takes so much energy. Anytime I go to a show here, I always look at whatever show it happens to be, and you look at the cast, and you're going, how do they keep going? How do you get the energy? Is it because you've always done this and you've always been so fit that you just maintain that level of fitness and this is all you know? Because I couldn't see you doing like a 9-to-5 job in an office or something.
No, I don't think I'd be good at a 9-to-5 job. Yeah, I guess it is because you get up at 8 o'clock, you know, when you're training. You go into a ballet class at 9. You do that for 3 hours. And then you might have to do jazz after that. Then you have a lunch break. Then you come back and do singing, acting, and then tap. You know, so it's sort of you spend 8 hours a day doing stuff. In the theatre, there's something about Dr. Footlights that even if your energy does feel a bit low, you know, when the lights go on, you have to switch on and come to the fore, you know. And
jazz hands all the way.
Well, you have to deliver, don't you? That's the thing. Like in any job, you know, like you, you can't just sit at your radio station going, oh, I feel like shit today, darling. Don't mind if I don't put the energy in. I mean, everyone would switch off in their droves. No matter how you feel, you've got to come out and perform, don't you? So, yeah. And you get into a frame of mind, I think, psychologically, that you come in and it's not like real life, because real life, you have no clue what is going to happen outside that stage door. When you walk into the stage door, you have a routine. Mm. You put your makeup on, you prep, you do your warm-up, vocal warm-up, physical warm-up. You know that at 7:30, the show will start and you know what to expect. And it's the same story. The scary thing is walking out the stage door and not knowing what's going to actually happen in your life, because life is improvised. Yeah. You know, and it's, there's a lot of comfort, I think, in that. And energy is provided not by you, but by the audience in the room. When you've got 2,000 people waiting there, it's electric and you can't let them down.
That's how I feel when I do the radio show, is, you know, the feedback that you're getting in from people and they're reacting to what you're talking about. Your career has spanned many decades at this point. Did you always think that you would still be doing it at this stage? Or do you think that, you know, for example, being a judge on Strictly, that really gave you the boost to have that longevity?
I gave up dancing when I was 30 and I thought that was the end of it. Mm. I thought, I cannot keep dancing until I'm 40. I didn't want to. I couldn't see an end game. So I decided to become a director choreographer, and I did that very well and enjoyed it. I fell in love with it. In fact, I loved it more than just dancing. And I did that for 16 years. And I was offered a pantomime in Cinderella, playing the Snow White. That's playing the Wicked Queen in Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. And I played Cinderella, of course. But the first one I did was Snow White. And I loved it. I lost weight. I had a new sense of me. I felt I loved the stage again. And I'd forgotten, you know, I'd forgotten all those years as a director and a choreographer, 16 of them, sort of not putting myself in the position of the actor. And for me, it taught me a valuable lesson for when I was directing and choreographing, that these beautiful creatures that are arty need some space and they need some loving. It taught me a lot. And I went back and I was a little bit kinder to people.
No.
Yeah, because I knew what they were going through. I'd forgotten over the 16 years. And then I was asked to do more pantos. So I did Cinderella, as I said. And I did play Captain Hook in Peter Pan and stuff like that. And then I was offered Annie. And I thought they were offering me, like, director. You know, and I said, oh, I don't really want to work with children or dogs, really, you know. I said, that's not for me. They said, oh, no, we don't want you to direct it. We want you to be in it. I said, well, as what? They said, Miss Hannigan. I went, well, what am I going to say? Absolutely. Yes. She's drunk. She's hungover and everything.
She hates kids.
She hates kids and dogs. Great. Hates the world. It was brilliant. And on the gin. I loved every minute of doing that. And I started that in 2015. And then I did another one. 2017, 2019, then I came here last year playing Miss Hannigan, and it was a blast. Yeah. So I'm back, but this time villain, but green. Oh, and yeah. I've got a broomstick, darling, that flies off at people.
I got to wrap up, but as the judge who's best known for giving a score of one on Strictly, what score would you give this interview?
Well, I'm going to go on your energy.
Okay.
Because I really like that. And I'm going to just pop out the box and secretly say a 10.
Did everybody hear that? Can we get
Don't shout
a 10?
Like I'll lose my job. I'll never work again.
Thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure. Cheers. Great pleasure.
So Craig Revel Horwood there from Strictly Come Dancing, known for giving very low scores. So amazing to get a 10 there for the interview. Do check him out at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. He's going to be starring in The Wizard of Oz. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.